Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 20 of the Minor Prophets. As we continue our study of Amos, today's title is The End is Near. J.I. Packer once said, "Let us then take our Bibles afresh and resolve by God's grace henceforth to make full use of them. Let us read them with reverence and humility, seeking the illumination of the Holy Spirit. Let us meditate on them till our sight is clear and our souls are fed. Let us live in obedience to God's will as we find it revealed to us in Scripture. And the Bible will prove itself both a lamp to our feet and a light upon our path." Our text today is from Amos chapter 8, verses 1 through 14. "This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, 'Amos, what do you see?' And I said, 'A basket of summer fruit.' Then the Lord said to me, 'The end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, declares the Lord God. So many dead bodies, they are thrown everywhere. Silence! Hear this, you who trample on the needy and bring the poor of the land to an end, saying, 'When will the new moon be over that we may sell grain? And the Sabbath, that we may offer wheat for sale, that we may make the ephah small and the shekel great, and deal deceitfully with false balances, that we may buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell the chaff of the wheat.' The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, 'Surely I will never forget any of their deeds.' Shall not the land tremble on this account, and everyone mourn who dwells in it? And all of it rise like the Nile, and be tossed about and sink again like the Nile of Egypt? And on that day, declares the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on every waist and baldness on every head. I will make it like the morning for an only son, and the end of it like a bitter day. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. In that day, the lovely virgins and the young men shall faint for thirst. Those who swear by the guilt of Samaria and say, 'As your God lives, O Dan,' and 'As the way of Beersheba lives,' they shall fall and never rise again." Amos had a message from God, and he preached to and prayed for God's people. Amos didn't hold back in proclaiming God's word. He feared God so greatly that he did not fear what other people thought of him. Amos 7 records the following three visions: the vision of locust in verses 1 through 3, the vision of fire in verses 4 through 6, the vision of the plumb line in verses 7 through 17. Amos 8 includes a fourth vision that God gave to his prophet. God showed Amos a basket of summer fruit. There have been various opinions about what this summer fruit means. We do know that the Hebrew word used here in Scripture for summer fruit is connected to another Hebrew word for end. Just as fruit becomes ripe and ready for consumption, Israel is ripe for God's judgment. Their end would soon come. This certainty of judgment can be seen in the fruit and in what God told Amos in verse 2. "The end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass by them." Verse 3 graphically depicts the coming judgment with the wailings in the temple and so many dead bodies thrown everywhere. It was a horrific time for Israel, as what God predicted came to pass when the Assyrians destroyed the nation of Israel. Amos 8, verses 4 through 14, describes the results of Israel's evil deeds. These consequences are summed up in two phrases: their sorrow, that's in verses 4 through 10, and God's silence, in verses 11 through 14. Their sorrow came because they took advantage of poor people. Their preoccupation with money impacted their morals. Israel was deceitful in their business practices. Israel discovered how seriously God takes dishonesty. Because of their wickedness, God would send a famine, not of food, but of hearing His voice. That's from verse 11. No famine is worse than a spiritual famine. The worst thing that can happen to any nation is for God to be silent. Because Israel had rejected God's word, they would never hear it again. Amos chapter 8, verse 12 states that even though Israel will go to great lengths to seek God's voice from sea to sea and from north to east, they will not hear it. We should never take God's word for granted. His word speaks truth and declares justice. Without God's voice, we have no clear direction. When God is silent, His people suffer. The result of not hearing God's word is found in verse 13. The lovely virgins and the young men shall faint for thirst. Just as we need food and water to nourish our bodies, we need a steady diet of the Word of God to nourish our souls. Those who feast at the altars of idols and put their hope in material possessions risk losing the greatest riches of all, the opportunity to hear the voice of God. For Israel, God's silence indicates that the end is near. Some questions to consider. What are your thoughts about a spiritual famine? Do you see any signs of that in today's culture? If so, what are they? How should we live today, knowing that one day this world will come to an end? And finally, how thankful are you for God's word? Are there any ways that you take His word for granted? If so, in what way? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.